Today's Tanya for the first day of Cheshvan is in a Geres HaKedesh Simen Chof Hei. It's on page 280, or the number at the bottom of the page, 544. The Alter Rebbe is describing the various breakdowns of how the Word of God gets broken down into so many different levels and so many different expressions, as, for example, in the nefesh of the person, in the soul of the person, the word of God or God's speech corresponds to the neshama's faculty of speech. Beginning of the paragraph. Hine zelu maze yesh asara kisid demesavuso. In everything, in holiness, there exists its opposite. In the unholy, so just as it is in the neshama that there are 10 powers of the neshama, 10 faculties, the same is true in the animal soul, that there are 10, they are called unholy crowns. Umehen nimshoches, nafshes veiv de gilulim gamkein kules me'esa b'chinei selu. And because of it, because in the godly soul there are 10 attributes, that's why in the souls of the non-Jew there are also 10 attributes. Me'esa b'chinis elu mamosh, and they are the same 10 attributes. Umodazes ba'ozetz, mashikosu b'sefer ha-gilgulim, and it is known throughout the land what is written in Sefer ha-gilgulim. Alposu kashe sholat ha-odom ba'odom. L'za'aloi, Shehu said Golus Hashchina b'teich haklipes l'hachiyesam. So the pasuk that says that man rules over man for his detriment to his evil, man ruling over man means that the unholy soul rules over the holy soul and does it harm. So how is it that the unholiness can rule over the holiness? Shehu said Golus Hashchina b'teich haklipes l'hachiyesam u'lahashlitam b'zman ha-golus. That is the condition of Golus Hashchina, that the klipa governs over the Shechina, so to speak, which is the Shechina, which is contained within the klipa, that gives life to the klipa and gives it the ability to govern and to rule, to have the upper hand during the time of Golus. Aval hu l'ra'alei, but it is for the evil. V'lochein ha'ev de gilulim ha'yushiltim al Yisrael, and that's why the nations, the non-Jews, governed and controlled, ruled over the Jews, lihiyes nafshes ha'ev de gilulim, nafshes ha'goyim me'haklipes. Because the soul of the goyim come from a klipa. And the Shechina is in exile within that klipa. And although this whole subject needs a very broad explanation, how and why and so on, but without getting into those explanations, this is the truth. Even under these conditions of Golus, where the klipa governs, rules over the holiness, but this klipa does not receive its life other than from a ray that comes to them from the hind part of holiness, like a person who throws something to his enemy over his shoulder, and even that which is given without will and without desire over the shoulder, even that comes to them through great contractions and concealments, many and intense contractions and concealments, until this ray of godliness can be invested and clothed in the mundane world, and from there flows to the non-Jew wealth and honor, and all physical pleasures. Whereas the Jew receives his sustenance, his life, from the inner part of God, from the face of godliness, as we say in the bracha to the Jew, that God's face should illuminate, should shine forth to the Jew, each one according to the source of his neshama, all the way up to the highest of levels. So that even when the klipa governs and rules over the holiness, its godliness and its source of life is still very minimal. And because it is minimal and external to the souls that it gives life to, therefore it provides abundance of all sorts of things, physical pleasures and physical wealth and honor and so on. Because there is no true judgment. Whereas the Jew who receives from the face of godliness, there's a judgment each one receives according to his level. So that what you receive is really meant for you and really suited to you. Whereas in Klipa, everything is given indiscriminately. In the Hayyim Yom for today, for the first day of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that Mincha, and on Monday and Thursday of the coming week of Lech Lecha, the third Aliyah begins with Vayera Hashem El Avram. My father told someone at Yechidus, which means the Rebbe Rashab told someone at Yechidus, that ever since God told our father Avraham, Lech Lecha, leave your land, and it says Avraham kept traveling southward, from that time on, we have the Aveda, or the mystery of the Bezuzim. By decree of divine providence, a Jew goes about his travels to the place where the sparks wait for this particular person to purify them and to redeem them. Tzaddikim, who can see what we don't see, know or see where their Bezuzim wait for them, and so they go there deliberately. But ordinary people, the cause of all causes and the mover of all, the prime mover of all things, in other words, God, brings about various reasons and circumstances that cause the people to travel to that place where their obligation is to perform the Aveda of Bezuzim for the sparks that are there in that place.